Burns at Austin College, and you're listening to SCAC Media Day.
You're listening to 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by Austin College head women's soccer coach Paul Burns. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Coach, you're in your 16th season as the head coach of the Austin College Roos. You came in to take this program over at the start of its varsity career back in 1996. Just take me through your mindset as you enter another preseason.
Well, always very excited this time of the year. No one's won, no one's lost. So you've always got everything in front of you. The expectations are, as always, very high. We're here to compete for a conference championship. We're here to try and make the conference championship. And we're looking forward to every game we play this year.
Coach, last season the Roos posted 11-4-2 record, 5-3-2 in SCAC play. Just talk about what your group learned over the course of last year.
Well, I think every game is very challenging. Our conference is one of the most difficult conferences I think is possible at Division III level. Every team is much closer than you think. Every game is very, very difficult. And so we know we have to bring our mental as well as our abilities to the field.
Coach, last season you were the best team in the conference defensively, allowing just 8 goals. Talk about what you need to do as a defensive unit to continue that trend this year.
Give my seniors who graduate another year to play. No, I think it's important that the people who graduated were tremendously good players, and it's very difficult to replace. I would say, if you include Chelsea in that, 3 of your core players, including Elledge and obviously Johnson last year. I think that's very difficult to replace. We are trying to work in some younger players. We certainly recognize that we're probably not going to be as talented as what we were. There's going to be some learning curves in that regard. We're not really making a whole lot of adjustments to that. We're just putting them in there and say, hey, let's see what we can do and let's see who can play. But obviously, as you know, when you lose that kind of quality of player, it's going to be very difficult to replace them. And certainly with the young players who we've got bringing in, the freshmen are going to be playing those positions, there's certainly going to be challenging times for them. And we're just hoping that the rest of our team can lift them up and bring them up to the level of last year. And hopefully we're as positive as last year.
Coach, on the flip side, offensively, Austin College was very productive as well last year. The top third in the SCAC in terms of goals scored, 38 on the year. You return your 2 top forwards in Allie Ryan and Shelley Casey. I know that's going to help. How do you continue that trend offensively?
Basically, just to continue along what we did last year, try and improve more in some of the games that we played in. One of our goals is to obviously to provide our forwards and our attacking players with more opportunities to score. I certainly think that we're capable of being much better going forward than we were last year. And so we're hoping that balances off a little bit with our defensive, I wouldn't say naivety, defensive age of the players, the young inexperience, as I'm looking for, defensive inexperience. So we hope we're putting ourselves in similar positions that we were last year.
Coach, I know you mentioned this a little bit already, but obviously with the graduation of a goalkeeper like Caitlin Elledge, we've talked over the years, and I know you've argued that she's been the best goalkeeper in this conference through a number of years in her career. You lose her to graduation. Talk about the battle that's going on in terms of trying to replace her in goal.
Well, at present, there is no battle. We have one goalkeeper this year. The other one, unfortunately, got injured over the summer. So it's going to be very interesting for that goalkeeper to come in and play at a level when she's very young. And we understand that she's going to be challenged. But that's great. That's why we play a lot of non-conference games. She's up for the challenge. But like any freshman keeper, we also recognize she's got a learning curve. And, we're excited about her. We're excited about bringing her in here. And I think she works very, very hard. I'm very impressed by her work ethic. Always has a smile on her face, always very positive about things. And as we go forward, we hope that she grows with everything.
Coach, I know you mentioned wanting to give those seniors an extra year, but as I look at your roster, you return quite a lot of experience, 6 seniors, 7 juniors to this team. Talk about how that experience and leadership can really help you guys going forward this year.
Well, I think they've already been to most of the places that we're going. They've already been and played most of the teams we're playing. So they certainly have some experience in what to expect. We're hoping, like Gabby was mentioning earlier, that they come together and they bring themselves together and understand this is our time now to step up and be leaders and shine a little bit. They've certainly provided evidence to that in me in camp. I mean, their levels are much better. They're working much better. They're more consistent about what they're doing. And that's a very positive sign. Well, you never really know until you really get them about what's going to happen, because every year after my many years of coaching, every year is slightly different. Some years you expect it to be better, and sometimes it isn't. Sometimes you expect it to be your struggle, maybe, and sometimes it isn't. You go the other way. So you have some positive expectations, but you're also a little bit more guarded, because you're not too sure about really what to expect until you start playing. I'm excited. I think they've been very good servants to the program. I think they'll continue to be in that way as they get older and the senior class come through this year. And it's obviously very challenging for next year for me to replace those players.
Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your group so far in preseason?
How much in shape they are. They're in great shape. I mean, we pushed them and pushed them and pushed them. We played two preseason games very early, and they were great. I mean, they were fantastic. Some things that they didn't do well, but their fitness levels, their attitude, their work ethic was tremendous, and I was impressed by how in shape they were when they came in.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by Austin College Head Women's Soccer Coach Paul Burns. And Coach, as we look forward to a new season in the SCAC, one of the exciting things this year is the return of the SCAC tournament at the end of the season to determine the NCAA automatic qualifying bid. Talk about the excitement of the SCAC tournament, the possibility of being in Birmingham at the end of the year and fighting for that title.
Well, obviously, we're very excited. I'm fortunate enough to be in that position in another conference, and I know what it takes. I know what it takes to get in there. Obviously, I've been fortunate enough to win it, so I've been in that position as well. I'm unaware of any other coaches who've done that in the conference, but it's kind of an experience thing for me. I've talked to my players a lot about it, and I'm sure the coaches are all going to say the same thing. The key is to get into the tournament and play as well as you can, as consistently as you can. We are very excited. We've been fighting for this for a long time. We think it's very important to our conference that all our student athletes get an opportunity to play in postseason tournament. And we think that's part of what we're about. And all my players are very excited about it, but know that, you know, the game's very, very important. And we're excited and looking forward to it.
Coach, each preseason brings the excitement of a new group of freshman players. Talk about this group of freshmen you brought in. How are they adjusting to the college game? And do you feel like you have some girls that really can make an immediate impact on your team this year?
Yeah, I mean, we brought in eight freshmen. One of them's a transfer. She's definitely going to be able to impact, so I don't have a problem with that. The other freshmen, certainly two or three of them are ready to play. The rest are just going to probably have a learning curve again, where they're going to have to get used to it and going on. But no, I'm very happy. I think they're competing very well. We've all been very impressed. Nobody's shying away. The competitive level in the trainings are very high. And I think it's just a question of, you know, getting used to the length of the season in college. A lot of these kids play year-round, but they don't play at this intensity over a 10-week period or 8-week period. And I think that's a kind of learning curve that most of them have. But, yeah, I'm very excited. I think we've got two or three who are really going to be outstanding as we go through.
Top to bottom, Coach, the SCAC is one of the most competitive leagues in the country. There are no off weekends any given time you step on the pitch. Talk about the competition in this league and what makes it so competitive.
Well, you've got really good coaches for a start. Everybody's a good coach in this conference. I mean, you can't do things and manipulate things in games and just try and move your coaching style around. The coaches pick up on it straight away. Secondly, all the student athletes are very similar in a lot of ways. Some are a little more talented than others, there's no question. But they're all committed to competing and working. And thirdly, the level of parity amongst most of the teams is very close. I mean, if you look at the point system overall, I think that shows it. One more win and we finished third last year. You know, one more loss and we finished eighth or ninth. So it's very close games. And then finally, I think non-conference, I think most of the teams in our conference are very successful in non-conference games. They don't lose many games. So the conference itself is very competitive.
Coach, as you look ahead to the 2011 year, talk about what the goals you have are for this team this season.
Well, obviously we're trying to continue our trend of having a winning season. We've tried to do that. We've done it for 14 years, and we've been very successful. The other goal is obviously to try and make the postseason. I mean, that's very, very important for us. I think the goal is also to focus on the games we have in front of us and not worry too much about what we do behind us. Maybe learn from it a little bit, but not worry too much whether we won a close game or lost a close game. It's just kind of move forward. And those are pretty much it, very simple stuff.
Coach, the toughest thing you face as a head coach in the SCAC?
It's a very good question. I don't think there's one thing you face that's really tough. I think certainly the travel is a tough thing. I certainly think the coaches you coach against, the teams you play against, are very tough. No, I don't think there's, like I said, just one thing that makes it very difficult.
And finally, Coach, the 2011 Austin College women's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
We execute on the offensive end and play well on the defensive end.
Austin College head women's soccer coach Paul Burns, again, the Kangaroos kick off their 2011 campaign September 2nd against East Texas Baptist. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.